As we continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, a series of shiurim on the concepts of Meisa Machs Melacha, I saw an interesting shaila that the Chushuk Echema discusses, and that is somebody borrowed a frying pot from her neighbor, and when she returns the frying pot to the neighbor asks her, she says, "Thank you for lending me your frying pot." And the neighbor asks her, "So what did you use the frying pot for?" So she said, "She fried meat in it." As soon as the neighbor hears this, she becomes very agitated. She says, "You used my frying pot to fry fleishiks? I used the frying pot just this morning to fry dairy." And the question from a kashrus perspective is much more is a very complicated question, because unlike perhaps another pot which could be kashered with a hagolah, a frying pot needs libun, and the frying pot that we're discussing was Teflon coated. And a Teflon coated frying pot, there's no way that could be kashered. Now the question is, do we have here a situation of Meisa Machmas Melacha? So certainly, if the person who lent the pot did not properly tell the person who borrowed the pot that it's a milchige pot, then of course they can't have any claim a meisa machmas melacha. But if she did tell her that this is a milchige pot, do we say meisa machmas melacha? So it seems that you can't apply meisa machmas melacha in such a situation. It's very similar to what we discussed in our previous year. In our previous year, we discussed a situation where somebody borrowed a dress, and it was very clear that the reason she borrowed the dress is because she wants to wear the dress to a simcha. But when she came to the simcha, she put a child on her lap. It's difficult to say, under such circumstances, that we should apply the concept a meisa machmas melacha, because a person who is wearing a borrowed dress should know well enough that it's very possible that the dress is going to get ruined when you are holding a child in your lap. But here, she. The same thing here. You can't say Meisa Machmas Melacha because I took your milk in the pot and used it for fleishiks. The one issue that does actually come up that the Paiskim say that should be thought about when we speak about this Shaila is perhaps there's another reason to say that it shouldn't be Potter, and that's because this is a situation of a hezek shen nicker. You can't really tell on the pot that this pot is. You can't really tell on the pot that this pot is not kosher. It looks perfectly fine, and that's a different issue, which is not for today's shiur. What is the halacha by hezek shen nicker? When we speak about the shaila of meisa machmas melacha, so the other question that we ought to think about is if somebody borrows svarim, somebody borrows a sefer from someone else, and in the course of using the sefer gets torn, a page gets torn, would that be considered meisa machmas melacha? So Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Yabia Omer, Chelek Beis Choshe Mishpat, Simon Zion, has a discussion about this question. He quotes the Gemara that we had earlier in our Masechta on the Chof Tes Amid Beis that says, Hashoyal Sefer Torah Mechaveroi, if somebody borrows a Sefer Torah from somebody else, Paischoi V'Koyreboi, he could learn from it, V'Vat Shalo Yomidboi B'Tchila. Something that he never learned, Rashi explains, he shouldn't learn from it, because if he learns from it, he's got, for the first time, because he needs to concentrate, he's going to need to, he may come to tear the Sefer Torah. And that is the halacha that's quoted by the Sma in Simon Reish Samach Zayin Sif Katan Chav Ches. Not only that, if you look into the Sma, it seems that the Sma says that by a Sefer Torah, the Gemara differentiates if you're learning from that Sefer Torah for the first time, you're learning something new, or you're learning something that you are familiar with already. But when it comes to Gemara, other Sfarim, that whenever you learn from them, you need to concentrate in what you're learning, the Sma takes a very serious approach that you have to be very careful how you learn from them. The Shaios HaTshuvos, Michas HaLozer, Chelek Dalid, Simen Ayin, says a very interesting story regarding Reb Zalman from Vilna, the brother of the Gra, who once borrowed the Sefer Tana de Be'el Yohu from another individual, Rabber, and he really spent a lot of time learning that Sefer, and by the time he was ready to return the Sefer was completely worn, torn. And he said that I don't have any responsibility, because this is a situation of Meismachs Melacha. And the Michas HaLozer and the Sefer says the story can't be true. It says the story can't be true because of what we just quoted. You don't say Meismachs Melacha when you borrow a Sefer that you need to concentrate and learn. However, the Rabbi Omer takes exception. And he certainly holds that if somebody learns from a Sefer, borrows a Sefer, and he learns from it, and it gets torn because he learned from it, that will be considered Meismachs Melacha. And his reasoning is very much based on what the Gemara here on Baba Metzia, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, quotes more than once. The Gemara says, Ota Bekilta, Ota Lokmi Bekilta Shol. The Gemara says, regarding somebody who borrows an animal, was it borrowed to sit in the barn? Obviously, if I borrowed the animal, I borrowed it for a purpose to use. And therefore, if while using it for the purpose that it was borrowed for, something happened, the Gemara teaches us we have the heter of Meisa Machos Melacha. So he says the same thing when you borrow a Sefer. Certainly, when you borrow a Sefer, you borrow it to learn with, and you have the heter of Meisa Machos Melacha. The Gemara that we quoted at the beginning of the Shir regarding Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, Hashoyal Sefer Torah Mechaveroi, Paischa V'Koyreboi, Uv'at Shlo Yomidboi B'Tchila. So he wants to say that you can't compare a Sefer Torah to a regular Sefer. And although that halacha applies by a Sefer Torah, it doesn't apply by a Sefer. And he quotes a tshuva from the Ratvav, Chelek Aleph, Siman Tuf Kuf Chof, that says that a Sefer Torah and a Sefer don't have the same purpose. And when somebody borrows a Sefer, he's certainly considered that he is borrowing it to use it. And in fact, the Ratvaz wants to differentiate, he says, not only between a Sefer Torah and a Gemara, but he wants to differentiate between different printed Sfarim. He says there's certain Sfarim, a Gemara, for example. So Gemara is something that you learn from Be'iyun. So since you learn from the Gemara Be'iyun, there's more likely to be wear and tear. However, when it comes to a Sefer that's more easier to learn from, and it doesn't require that level of Iyun, so there, it won't be so simple to apply the concept of Meisim Machim Shalacha. You won't be able to apply the concept of Meisim Malach Smalacha. Certainly, Rav Avadia Yosef also differentiates between if you borrowed the Sefer Torah or if you found the Sefer Torah. Borrowed a Sefer or found a Sefer. When you found a Sefer, you didn't borrow it. And you didn't make the owner aware that you're going to use the Sefer. So obviously, you're very limited in what you could do with that Sefer. However, when you borrowed it, so to speak, with the owner knowing that you're going to learn from it, and that's what happens when you learn from a Sefer Torah. He does want to quote, it's interesting, that he wants to quote a Ktzais. The Ktzais quotes a Ran that has a different reason why over here perhaps you would not be, you should not be Chayiv, because he wants to suggest that person who borrows a Sefer is not in the category of a Shoyl. Why? Because as our Gemara keeps on saying, the definition, the characteristic of a Shoyl is Kol Hanor Shaloi, that the Shoyl has Hanor. So he says, the halacha is, we know mitzvah lehenes nitnu. So somebody who's learning is not having any hanor. And if he's not having any hanor, he ought not to be considered a shoyl. So he quotes the Sefer Bigdei Yesha, who quotes a Taz in Yoredeya, Simon Reish Chof Aleph, Sif Kotten Mem Gimel. That says, even though, of course, there is this concept of mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu, you can't compare the mitzvah of Talmud Torah to all other mitzvahs. Certainly, Liman HaTorah involves having hanos. And one raya that he brings is that we know that Rachman al-Slam, somebody is in Ovel or in Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to learn most Torah. If mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu applies to divrei Torah as well, so why don't we say that you should be allowed to learn mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu? So he says that even if we'll say by divrei mitzvah, mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu, Torah is different, and Torah you do have a mitzvah to have anah. Not only that there's a famous Hagdama to the Sefer Iglei Tal, where he says that that's very much part of the mitzvah of Lima Torah. And that's why he says one is supposed to have a geshmak in his learning. That's why the halacha is that one should specifically learn what he enjoys learning. That's why when we say the Birchas HaTorah every morning, we say, V'harevna Hashem Elokeinu, as Divrei Sama Torah Sacha. That the Divrei Torah should be specifically a very, very geschmack. Why? Because that is what Divrei Torah is all about. The Vaharevna, the geschmack of the learning, the geschmack of the learning Torah is a very integral part of the Torah, and therefore we don't say mitzlav lahenis nitnu, and you can't say that a person who's learning Torah should therefore not be considered a shoyl. However, still, Rabbi Avadya Yosef clearly says that if somebody borrows a sefer and in the course of using the sefer it gets worn out, that would be considered Mesa Machs Melocha. As does the Shari Tshuva and Simon Tufkov Beivov, Sif Cotton Beis, quote the Bricka Yosef, who says, if I borrowed a Sefer Torah, if I borrowed a Sefer Torah, and while I, if I borrowed a Shofar, I'm sorry, and while I'm blowing from that Shofar, the Shofar cracked, that would be considered Mesa Machs Melocha. Another situation that I saw is if somebody borrowed an umbrella and while he's walking with the umbrella broke. So it's very interesting. The Paiskim say as follows. If the umbrella broke and I was worried, it was a regular rainstorm, and while I'm carrying the umbrella in that typical rainstorm, the umbrella broke, that would be considered a situation of Meisimach Melocha. But let's say there was a tornado or a Ruach She'ena Mitzuya, so there we can't say that the person who lent me the umbrella expected that I would be using the umbrella in that type of weather, and therefore there we cannot apply the heter of Meisimach Melocha.